You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And now here to talk about the exhibition that Polytech is putting on, which is called, if I was, Debrief. So, hi guys. Introduce yourselves and talk to us a bit about Debrief.
Well, hello, I'm Max. I'm a communication design student. Kind of, my project was on packaging and branding. I'll let the other two introduce themselves. But.
Yeah, my name's Ash. My project was Stapled Noise, which is going down publication stuff, also a communication student.
Kia ora, I'm Shayla, and I am also a communication student, but I'm in the game stream. I created a game called Cut the Shame. It is a consent-based game.
We love a consent-based game. How interesting. Yeah. Okay, so would you guys like to talk individually? Shayla, you can start if you like, because I'm really interested in your game.
Really latched onto that, yeah.
To talk about your individual projects, and then we'll talk about the exhibition as a whole.
Yeah, no worries. So Cut the Shame, Grow the Confidence is a hairdresser simulator. It is a game that is... I designed it to be for young, like year 9, year 10, people that are just learning about consent. Because, shockingly, it's really bad in schools. It's only about an hour a year that you get to learn about it. So this game is to kind of take you through the interactions as both the client and the hairdresser. So you're both in the position of power and not. And it's just a more friendly way to get through consent as a conversation.
Cool. What an amazing concept. Very cool. And what a great target demographic.
Yeah.
When you were... So did you... I'm really bad with computers. I'm so not the right person to talk about this. Did you... Visually, you designed the game. Visually, you coded... What was the process like of making that?
Oh, this was a nightmare of a process. I worked with... I had to create the whole game from scratch. I made so many dialogue trees. So I made... like different outcomes, you could say different things which would do different things, and your hairdresser, if they're good or bad, would also do different things. It was truly a nightmare to look at and show people, and I just did it visually because I am actually terrible at coding. That's why I went into design for games. But I was so lucky that I was able to find a coder that has made a quick demo, which is what I'm showing in Debrief.
Wow, very cool. What are the aesthetics of the game? How would you describe the way it looks?
So it's very cartoony. I've gone for a very rounded, isometric character style. The characters are so important to me because they've got really blank faces because I wanted people to see themselves as the characters, but I also wanted them... to not see anyone specifically, because kids are really mean. So they've got really bright colours, and they're just kind of blank face, little silly guys.
Cute. I love that. I think that sounds really cool. I'm really excited to see it. Okay.
Thank you.
On to the I'll ask you guys. Have you guys seen the game yet?
Yeah, I've seen snippets.
Yeah,
What do you guys think of it?
It looks very cool.
Very like visually pleasing.
Oh, thanks, guys. Colours, really appreciate it.
Make me feel good.
Got to get those teenagers locked in on it.
Yeah, people need to look at it.
Yeah. Okay, Ash, you're next. We know about Stapled Noise here at Radio 1, and if you've been to RDC Espresso, you probably would have seen it there, but talk to us about that.
Yeah, it was sort of when I moved to Waterporty, I needed to make some friends, and I met this dude in a band t-shirt in my class, and like he introduced me to the whole local music scene. And I thought that was so cool, and I can't play an instrument, so I kind of wanted to find another way to give back to the scene. So I decided to create, Stapled Noise, a not-for-profit handbook guide to introduce newcomers and freshers to the local music scene. Acting as like a substitute for band t-shirt guy. This is for those people that don't have a band t-shirt guy to like introduce them to.
Yeah, very cool. What in this specific issue? Are there any bands in particular?
Yeah, I can plug some bands in it. I did a bunch of interviews. Interviewed like Dale Kerrigan and Out of Luck, Vagina Dry, You Know Juno, Bunchy's Big Score, Ivy, who else? Pearly and Splinter, and I'm sorry if I've... Oh, Civil Talk. It's been popping up lately. And yeah.
Cool, very familiar names here at Radio 1.
Trying to keep it like real scoped into the more alternative aspect of it.
Very, very cool. But obviously you're a design student, so in the same sense as with Shayla, what are the sort of aesthetics of Stable Noise and what was the process of creating it?
I'm a mixed media designer, so focusing a lot more on manual techniques. A lot of it was just printing, like reaching out to photographers, using their photos, printing them out, scrunching them up, adding some staples, some tape, scanning them back in. A lot of layout design for it being like an A5 booklet. And also keeping it monochromatic, so sort of bringing it back to that 90s DIY tone that's all black and white, all printed on a risograph, which was a good cheap way to do it. And just trying to make it as like raw and I guess edgy as I could, but something that's also like informative and nice to look at.
Very cool. I think that's very well matched to the sort of general aesthetics of the Dunedin alternative scene. I think that, again, sounds very awesome. I'm very excited to see it. The exhibition's sounding very good. Last but not least, Max, talk to us about your project.
So I did a packaging and branding project for a local cafe, cafe across the road from Polytech, Fluid Espresso, and the neighbouring dairy next door to it called Campus Wonderful. So I focused mostly on packaging for it, but did some rebranding for it because that was a good opportunity for me to expand my scope. I hadn't done a lot of branding, so that was a good opportunity to do some branding as well. But yeah, did a lot of packaging for things like cookie boxes and wrap boxes, trying to put an emphasis on kind of how the packaging can function past just being packaging, I guess, like how you can use it further down the track. And yeah, tried to put a little bit of emphasis on the aesthetic of it as well, kind of tying into the history of the dairy and the cafe, yeah.
What was the history of the dairy and the cafe?
My client through the cafe, her in-laws actually used to own the dairy specifically for the last 50 years or so, and she was referred to as the Wicked Witch in the dairy, so I kind of put little witch motifs and tried to tie into that with little witch designs across the packaging, yeah, kind of being a nod to that history.
Very, very fun. I like that. So, now that we've got everyone's... Oh, wait, actually, Max, sorry, I have more important questions. Were you doing, when you were doing the design aspect of the branding, were you doing that digitally or physically?
Both. Oh, cool. So, like, I kind of, for a start, for cookie boxes specifically, I kind of had to make all these prototypes, different versions of prototypes, kind of, a lot of trial and error was involved in it, trying to figure out how I could fit these cookies, because they're quite large cookies, into the box, and how I could fit them in the smallest possible space to keep it cheap for the client. But, yeah. Overall, it was a lot of physical stuff, but kind of as it went on, more digital stuff for like the logo creation and stuff like that. But, yeah.
Oh, very cool. Okay, and now the... Oh my goodness, I keep forgetting the name of the debrief. I keep going to call it retreat. Wrong two-syllable word. So talk to us about debrief as a whole, because obviously you guys are three, but there is a massive amount of students at Polytech. Mm. How many students are involved in debrief?
Oh my God. That's a good question. Yeah. Is there, like, 40 or 50 at least,
yeah,
I'd say.
I want to say there's 50 in our year group.
Yeah, about, yeah.
There's 8 game students.
Okay, so we've got 50 students, and that is across all of the design sort of disciplines?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's product and fashion as well, yeah.
Oh, cool. And it is starting this Friday, the 14th?
Thursday.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. Launching tomorrow night.
5:30.
Whereabouts is it?
It's at the hub.
Polytech hub, yeah.
Cool.
In the main block.
So once you walk in, it's very obvious that something's happening.
There's like posters everywhere as soon as you go in. It's a bit overwhelming, like seeing it like build up like over this week. It's been quite fun.
It really hurt my fingers to put them up.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think if it's 40 to 50 design students, it's going to be posters everywhere. And how long is it running for? How long can people go there to see it?
Till the 25th.
Yeah, I believe a week, is it?
I'm bad at maths. That's why I went into design.
I think it's running till next Friday, so that's roughly about a week.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. Oh, well, that's really exciting, and I hope everyone gets along to the hub to do it. Have you guys seen many other people's works that are going into it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been amazing. We've been doing lots of our class presentation projects, so being able to see everyone talk in depth about their projects has been super cool, and actually now physically seeing it on the floor.
Yeah.
It was so great that, because games, we're a smaller part of design, and we're usually on a different floor. But for this project, for the whole 12 weeks, we're actually brought upstairs so we could work with the rest of the comms design students, which was so exciting because, wow, new friends that I've known for 3 years. And we were just able to, like, see everyone's work as, you know, as it was progressing. And it was only, like, small tidbits, but then seeing the full poster, like, oh, you made a whole film. You weren't just stealing a camera. Right, yeah.
Cool. I obviously these projects are super individual, but was there any points of collaboration between you guys, between everyone in general?
There were a good amount of, like, we did class critique sessions sort of things. You'd kind of show the class your work and they would give you feedback on it, because a lot of class were in the target demographic for a lot of our stuff, so it was kind of good to get those, I guess, insights from other people. It was really cool just to see everyone's evolving around you as well. Like, it was eye-opening to see how much, like, I didn't realise how much some people had done. Like, it was quite cool to see.
Yeah. Even because I sit at the table just right across from you.
Yeah.
So, like, we're so close, but I don't get to see what's on your screen. And then kind of now, lately, seeing how much work you've done, it's like...
Yeah, it's the same for a lot of people. It's like, oh, wow, you've done... That's really cool. Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope that everyone who goes to see the exhibition can get that feeling as well when they see all of your stuff. So that will be... opening tomorrow night at the Hub in Polytech. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys all so much for being here and for doing this interview.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
That's okay. I'm really excited to go through there and see all you guys' things that you've made.
I'm excited to be done.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. Oh, well, thank you so much to Ash, Max, and Shayla. Bam, now I remember everyone's names because I'm just good like that.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.